And now it's time for the Toy of the Week podcast. This week we look at Entertainment Earth's fine items, including Star Wars Vintage Collection 2012 Wave 1. We didn't get to Wave 1 yet because Wave 2 came out pretty quick and a lot of toys came out in January in short order. So which ones do we look at first? Well, usually the newest ones. And now we're making our way down the list to talk about 12 Phantom Menace Vintage figures, all of which made their first appearance on vintage packaging, but some of which were repackaged versions of figures you already have. Which is which? Let's find out. Okay, so let's take a look at these fun figures. So this new wave, we've got 12. The figures, which are very similar to ones you've already bought, are Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn. These are based on figures that were originally sold a few years ago. Obi-Wan Kenobi was in the Legacy Collection, individually packaged figures in 2009. Qui-Gon Jinn started in the Legacy Evolutions Jedi Pack and was available with the EOP as a mail-in figure and in other configurations. Both of these figures were also available in the Movie Heroes line this year with different accessories, and Obi-Wan was repacked with the Naboo Royal Fighter. So you could own several versions of these guys by now. The only thing that makes these ones particularly unique are the fact that they come with cloth capes, or rather cloth robes for the Jedi robes. Other than that, they're pretty much the same figures you've already bought. The other 10, well, I guess technically there are 12 because there's some two packs. They're new. Let's start over with Queen Amidala. Queen Amidala is a very nicely sculpted figure with articulated elbows, wrists, and shoulders. Basically a salt and pepper shaker. Really good Natalie Portman face sculpt, but it's painted white, so it's Natalie Portman-ish. Really good detail. Has a gun. Kind of boring. I like my action figures, but it gets to a point, you know, with some of these things. They make something that's really exciting, and they make things where it's like, well, okay, we made her. Next. And that's this one. A little bit more exciting is Ben Quadraneros. He has a pit droid, which is a repack of an existing pit droid. But the Ben Quadraneros figure has a gun and a lot of articulation. The figure's face looks way more sinister than in the movie. In the movie, it looks kind of like cute, inept, impotent, you know, just a wacky racers kind of guy. The figure's got a sinister stare, a lot of wrinkles, and a toothy grin that just make him look mean. I'm not usually one to use the word mean because it's always in the context of, you're mean, and I hate people who say that, but this guy just looks kind of cruel, and I don't know. Doesn't seem appropriate for the character of a guy who's just pounding on his ship and it explodes on him. You know, he's not a bad guy, he's just a dumb guy. And the figure looks more evil than inept. But it's still a nice figure. We've waited 13 years for Ben Quadraneros? I know not all of you have. Some of you are like, oh god, why are they making this? But it's still a pretty good figure. Ball-jointed hips, but it doesn't do much good for sitting, but it's good for letting him stand. The articulation is exceptional for a figure with no neck. I'll say that. The Naboo Royal Guard looks great. It's similar to one that was released in 2000, except this one is a different ethnicity, has no mustache, and the helmet's different. It has a removable helmet, it has a blaster, super articulated figure, looks great, great troop builder. I hope they do ethnic variants, but I'm pretty sure they never will. He's got that red ribbed jacket, red pants, and the helmet looks a lot like the Rebel Fleet Trooper helmets, except the colors are different, but the shape is very reminiscent of those. It's not the same mold, but if you saw one and you saw the other, you could say, okay, I could see how that evolved into this. There's a new Anakin Skywalker based on his Padawan outfit. Super articulated, if you can believe it. He's got a Jedi training remote, which, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will, I think it's the first ever 3¾-inch Jedi training remote. They still haven't made one for Luke Skywalker. And in the modern line, they haven't really made a proper one at all. There's a 12-inch scale one that was released with, I believe, a 12-inch Obi-Wan figure in Power of the Jedi. In the 1980s, they had one that was like a little bead with the Millennium Falcon that wasn't really a proper training remote. This is really the first real good training remote, unless I forgot one from a couple of years ago, because honestly, sometimes they blur together. But I'm pretty sure this is the first 3¾-inch scale one. It's kind of short. It's not tall enough to use with your Luke Skywalker figure, but I got to assume Hasbro, if you're listening, you got to give us a blast shield Luke with a training remote. It's one of the few things that hasn't been done yet. It would be totally cool. But the Anakin figure's got a good sculpt. Looks vaguely like Jake Lloyd. Detail's real nice. He also has the helmet. No complaints. They went beyond the movie, and I appreciate that. Quinlan Vos is based on the movie appearance. If you didn't know, the Expanded Universe comic character actually is based on a nameless extra from a background scene in Phantom Menace. The picture is blurry, as it should be. Looks a little out of focus, but the figure's nice. Good robes, cloth and plastic pieces. He has a lightsaber. He's got a gun. It's everything you could hope for in a vintage Quinlan Vos movie figure. I'm mostly just amazed that they made it, because he's already had two figures, this makes three, and this is the first one with knee joints, which is nice. The Battle Droid, at first I didn't realize was a new sculpt. It is 100% new sculpt. He can fold himself up. He's a little bit shorter than some of the other Battle Droids. His backpack sits a little bit higher. The paint job's really good. The detail's really good. Articulation's okay. Backpack does not have the ability to plug the gun into it anymore, which I see as a loss. But it's a nice-looking Battle Droid. I don't know that you'll want to pay $10 for another Battle Droid at this point in your collecting career, but if you don't have any Battle Droids, this is the best one. Why not make it your first one? Army building could prove expensive. Next we got... who do we have next? Rats Tyrell. Rats Tyrell has a Pit Droid. It's a new enough to be interesting Pit Droid. It's based on the DUM-4 saucer-headed shape. The color is new. I like it. It's based on the bonus Pit Droid, Saga Legends Pit Droid molds from a few years ago. Rats Tyrell is a... Sorry about the burp, ladies and gentlemen. Rats Tyrell has goggles and the gun, and is an entirely new sculpt. It looks a lot like a Jedi Master figure sold at Target a few years ago. It is not the same head, it's a new head. The detail's really good. If memory serves, he was originally developed to be half of a two-pack with Clegg Holdfast in 2009, except he was dropped. So now you can get him with a Pit Droid, and at $10, he really does need a Pit Droid, because he's short and he's not very impressive. The sculpt's good. The diaper looks great. The detail's fine. The blue skin is awesome. The dinosaur-like head is clever. It's just... he's short, and when we're paying, you know, $11 a figure, it'd be nice if it has a little bit more than just being there. You know, a Pit Droid makes for a nice accessory. It's not as well detailed as some of the other figures in the pack, but I don't feel like I've been ripped off on this one. Dulte Dufine is another Nemoidian, one of the first Phantom Menace Nemoidians in several years. He's got cloth and plastic pieces, a removable hat, a gun. Looks good. Good sculpt. No complaints. The question is, do you want a Dulte Dufine? I'm kind of surprised they didn't do a Nuke Gunray. I know why they didn't, because he won't sell, but this figure looks good. It seems to be doing okay at retail. We're selling a good amount of them. I think you should get one. It looks nice. Darth Maul is probably the reason you're going to buy this wave, because this is Hasbro's attempt at making the perfect Darth Maul. It's not the perfect Darth Maul, but it's very good. He's got ball-jointed hips, a removable plastic hood, cloth robes, a pair of Sith macro binoculars, and he's got a lightsaber that splits down the middle. The articulation is great. The horns are pretty good. The head could be better. The one in the Movie Heroes line looks a lot better, and you can swap the heads, and you might want to. He also has an unlit lightsaber, which plugs into his belt somewhat awkwardly. He's got some cloth bits. This is definitely Hasbro attempting to make the super articulated, best ever Darth Maul we've all been asking for all these years. If you look at it up close, it still needs a little bit of work, but it's very, very good, and Hasbro doesn't have a better overall articulated figure. I would argue the Movie Heroes figure is more fun to play with and looks better for a display piece. Between the two, that's the one I like, but I know people prefer this one because of the articulation and the lightsaber you can break apart. So I'd say get both for various reasons, not the least of which being I sell toys for a living, and I want you to buy more. I'm not going to lie to you, people. That's exactly what we're trying to do here. But it's a good-looking figure, good accessories, good articulation. It may be enough for you. It may not be. I don't know. I'd still recommend getting it because it's the best there is right now. And rounding out the wave, thanks for staying with us so far, by the way, ladies and gents, is Darth Sidious. This is the first new Phantom Menace Darth Sidious since 2000. It has Ian McDiarmid's head. It is not all creepy and wrinkled and Sith-like. He's got a lightsaber from Revenge of the Sith. The sculpt under the outfit's pretty good. It's a mix and match of new and old parts from other figures. He has a lightsaber under his cloak. You can have it plugged to his belt so you can't see it, so it's kind of a wasted effort on Hasbro's part. I'm glad they did it, don't get me wrong, but when you have an accessory or detail that you'll never ever see, it just feels like a waste of money. And since we're paying more for these figures these days, you know, cost-cutting is okay. If it means maybe we can get the case down by a few bucks, I wouldn't complain. The lightsaber is good. The articulation is super articulated. It's a great Darth Sidious figure. I will not necessarily say it's better than the 1999 one, because I like that figure a lot, and the plastic cloak hangs in such a perfect way. It looks really good. The head sculpt is much better this time around. I'm not going to argue that. But overall, on this scale, cloth looks better than plastic. And he does have a cloth robe with a plastic hood, which is cool. And I appreciate that there's a whole outfit under his Sith robes that you can play around with, or use as Palpatine casual attire, or whatever you want for your customs. It's a good figure. It's just that, you know, with a lot of the Phantom Menace stuff, especially some of the exclusive retailer figures, The stuff in 1999 was good. This stuff is better, but the question is, do you need to upgrade? And is the upgrade good enough? I would say just to keep up with the other modernity of your other figures, you'll probably want this Darth Sidious. But if you didn't have it, maybe you wouldn't be upset. So if you buy the case and give this one away, or leave it on the package, because it's a nice package. I mean, they all have a Phantom Menace logo. This is the first wave of vintage figures with the Phantom Menace logo ever. So I like that. I appreciate that there's a lot of new figures. The figures look good. It's just, you know, Phantom Menace. But they're good figures. I like them a lot. Very happy to have Ben Quadraneros finally, because that's been a fan's choice contender pretty much since they started doing fan's choice. And he's lost a couple of times, too. He's a perpetual loser, which makes me glad to say that he's selling now. I just wish he wasn't so mean-looking. But it's a good batch of figures. I recommend you look it up. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, and go to sale.entertainmentearth.com to find out what our latest exciting offer is, because we run lots of offers, and you probably want an offer, don't you? I bet that you do. So check them out. Thanks for listening, and see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.